And good Friday morning. I almost hate to do this because it's the last day I'll get to hang out with my new friend, Tyler Kalit. He's the assistant manager over at Chris Furniture, who is once again our business of the week. I think Jim Christ is starting to like us. This makes week number three. Tyler, how are you this morning?
I'm doing very well, Bill. It's a pleasure. Very excited to talk to you all week.
Oh, well, thank you. I've had fun. Everybody over at Christ is so easy to talk to. It's been a blast.
Good.
Now, you guys are, I know you're sick of hearing me ask you this, you guys are located at?
We're located at 205 West Broadway. That's downtown Eagle Grove, right next to the old time and temperature sign.
And I thought about it this morning, but I don't think I've asked you in about 3 days. What is the phone number out there?
The 515-448-3413.
And my contribution to it all is you can find them online at ChristFurnitureAndMattress.com. Now, Tyler, I have not asked you all week, and shame on me, but what are the store hours out there?
Absolutely. Thanks for asking. Well, typically, you know, with the holiday season, it might be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
You can always call just to make sure, but on a typical week, Monday through Friday, we're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and then on Saturdays, we're open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Closed on Sundays.
Good shopping hours there. I like that. Easy to get to. And, of course, if you're not available during those hours, folks, I highly, highly recommend ChrisFurnitureAndMattress.com. Everything,
absolutely.
Everything is there. Now, Tyler, they can order directly off of the website, correct?
That's right. Anything from a pair of pillows to a giant purple sofa, we got it all.
I'm still waiting on my purple recliner that Jim promised me.
Yeah.
I'll never forget discussing that purple recliner. Now, we have talked this week, Tyler, about everything from couches, recycled plastic turning into fabric, tables, lamps, artwork. Something I have forgotten to ask you about, and Jim and I talked about it a couple of times, but you guys have a good selection of throw rugs and things like that.
Absolutely, and you know, that's another thing that's been a hot seller for us. And you know, we get a lot of different sizes to choose from. A lot of them go kind of like 8x12 would be our common size. And they had a lot of different colors. And I mean, a ton of different colors. So whatever you're working with, browns, reds, purples, you know, we should be able to get whatever you need.
And again, that is one piece. If you're on a budget like I am, that is one piece that you can put into a room that just changes the entire thing.
Absolutely.
And you know, I learned that from my mom. I used to hate throw rugs because I thought they just covered your floor up, and I've always been like a hardwood floor guy.
Sure.
But my mom has always had throw rugs, and as I got older, I finally realized it's because it just pulled the room together.
Absolutely. You know, they're making them so much better now for not being so easily getting dirty and
yeah.
ruined like that. I mean, they're just easier to clean and better for stain resistant. I mean, they're really easy to take care of.
Now, are they doing the recycled fabric with the throw rugs as well?
You know, a couple companies are, yes.
And that's pretty cool.
I haven't had a whole lot of new details about it, and it's still very similar to what they're doing in a lot of our recliners and sofas.
That's really interesting, because I know how much longer that lasts.
Absolutely. Well, you yeah. think how long a water bottle sits in the ocean.
That's right. That's right. Or just at a landfill, or if you're
right.
if you're like me, the back of your car. That's
yeah.
right. I cleaned my car out last night, Tyler. I tell you, thank God nobody saw me because I was embarrassed. It was just...
I'm right with you there.
It was not pretty. Things I don't remember eating, Tyler. It was terrible.
Oh, boy.
Now, we talked about this the first week, and places like here with the weather the way it is, back and forth, and, you know, sometimes it's below freezing, sometimes it's not, but a good throw rug can really help you with heating your home, especially if you have one of those older homes.
Sure, yeah, keeping the cold air out of the way there and insulated a little bit better. And it's also kind of a nice cozy feel instead of having to walk on a cold hardwood.
Sure, sure. Now, like I said, I love hardwood floors, but in an older house, boy, they're cold.
Yes, they are.
They are really chilly. And you know, on that note, something else that we talked about in that first week or so, but you guys do a lot of curtains and draperies and things, which also are really big in home heating efficiency.
Absolutely, yeah. We get a wide variety of different kind of blinds you can look into, coming from something as simple as just a little sheer shade, or you need a little vertical blind, or they come in various different colors of wood grains or vinyls, and they really do help with sun control. That's one thing a lot of people invest in. It's just the sun control.
Yeah.
Keeping your homes warmer or cooler during certain months.
And I understand you guys can do custom shades, custom blinds.
Absolutely. To fit any sort of window you got there. And some people even do them over your sliding glass doors, too. That's been a popular one.
Right, yeah. All right. Now, sliding glass doors are beautiful, but if they don't close properly or close all the way or anything, you've got some issues there.
Yes.
Yeah. Big time, yeah.
That's right.
And you may not know that it's not closing properly. It's just one of those things until you get your heating bill. Or now, let me, in my long vein of do they still make these, I'm so out of the loop, Tyler.
You're okay.
Do they still make the remote control blinds and things?
Absolutely, of course. And that is kind of more of like a premium option.
Sure.
That people can do, and it is kind of a nice feature to have, especially if you have a room with a lot of blinds in it. You know, it could be a lot of work to have to sit there and try to pull the string.
Oh yeah.
Use the cordless feature, but yes, it is readily available.
I'll be darned.
Window.
And again, that's something that I always thought would be handy for an elderly person or maybe a handicapped person.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. Just don't let somebody like me get a hold of it, because I'll play with it all day. I'm still a big kid, Tyler.
Are you there?
Now, what else? I've had so many questions this week. I'm sure we've missed something. Anything else going on over there? There's always something at Chris Furniture.
Sure. Well, one of the latest and greatest new things from Lazy Boy is that they've actually partnered with Tempur-Pedic in making new seat foams. So you can get your traditional recliners that we all love and upgrade it with more of a Tempur-Pedic seat. And so it's a little bit firmer and has kind of a little bit of a memory foam feel to the top layer, and it just adds that much more support and comfort to your whole chair.
I'll be darned. Now, I, thanks to Jim, I know the difference between good foam and cheap foam.
That's right.
Just in case anyone ever stops me and says, excuse me, but can you help me? Now, Lazy Boy, I would assume, is that still the leader in the recliner field? Or?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, they really patented that recliner design with the locking three-position footrest and the ratchet design so you can tilt your chair back to kind of get a more comfortable position. A lot of recliners out there, you just pull the handle and foop,
yes.
Position, that's it.
Yes. They're the ones I don't care for.
Yeah.
It's when I pull the handle and all I can think is, well, maybe I didn't want to sit this way, you know what I mean?
That's right.
But, you know, as I was saying the other day, that's what I really like about my power recliner is I can stop it wherever I want to.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You guys, I know what I'm trying to say, Tyler. I see these recliners now that are like, it's like a recliner and a half across. You know what I'm talking about?
Absolutely. And we kind of call those chair and a half. That's kind of our nickname around here.
There you go. I like that. Do you, you guys go through a lot of those, I'm sure? Or?
Quite a few, yeah. And we actually have a couple here on hand to look at. And one of my personal favorites we have is it's kind of more of a darker gray tone. And this one is actually a power chair and a half as well.
Ah, okay.
And then it's got that same wonderful, environmentally friendly, water-resistant fabric to go right over the top of it to help your stains and food and pets and all that.
I'll be darned. And, you know, in the grand scheme of furniture shopping, I've discovered these power recliners are not a whole heck of a lot more of an investment than just a regular recliner.
No. It's, you know, really you're looking at, you know, maybe a 10 to 20% difference,
yeah,
if even that. And it's just that much more fun and features. And my all personal favorite when switching to power is the USB port that you can get.
There you go.
Everyone's got a phone, tablet, or something like that that they could just use to plug right in.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. Especially the tablets now. I mean, everybody from toddlers up to great-grandma, they all have a tablet now.
That's right.
That's right. And, you know, one of my pet peeves is, even in my own living room, but you still have to hunt down a place to charge something.
Right, absolutely.
And oftentimes, it's the receptacle is not a place where you can sit comfortably and charge an item.
That's correct.
But I like, you know, Jim was telling me, as you have you, but, you know, tables, end tables, lamps, couches, recliners, everything now has chargers in it.
Absolutely. And for those that, you know, don't necessarily like the cords hanging behind their sofas and stuff like that, they do actually make a rechargeable battery pack for your sofa.
I saw that on a TV commercial the other day, and I thought, well, that's it. They have officially invented everything.
Yeah. And they really are a great invention. You know, a lot of people will use a sofa as a room divider, or, you know, something like that, and they don't like the cords hanging out everywhere.
Yeah.
Maybe they don't have a great outlet. You don't want to be tripping over your cord.
Right.
Like that.
Right. And if you do have to run a cord, Tyler will be happy to sell you a throw rug.
There you go.
That's right. We can sell you anything you need, folks. We'll just... Now, Tyler, what have we missed? I know there's got to be something else over there, because Christ is four floors of everything. So we've had to have missed something over there.
Well, some of the newest things that we got, too, is we got a lot of bedroom accessories. So, you know, we got a lot of different dressers and end tables here in stock, on hand. And then some of my personal favorite things is we have these padded headboard, footboard, and rail designs. So your bed just drops right into it. And it's a very pretty, cozy design, too, and comes in a lot of different colors.
I'll be darned. Now, that's a whole lot easier than the old way.
Absolutely.
I used to, I can't tell you how many times I've thought, you know what, forget about it, just put the box springs on the floor.
You wouldn't be the first one.
Well, I was about to say, as a delivery guy, I'm sure you've had that thought too.
I've seen a couple different things.
That's right. You know, the old way of doing a lot of things, furniture, it just seemed like nobody thought it through.
Right.
And now, I mean, we've got power everything and padded everything, and everything's pre-done and pre-this, and I just love it. It's fascinating.
Absolutely.
When Jim first told me about this recycled plastic into the fabric, it just blew my mind.
Oh, doesn't it? It is really incredible.
I mean, who would have ever thought? It's just amazing to me. Well, Tyler Khalid, I have managed to fly through this time here with you again. I'm sure we have overlooked a million things, but you guys can come back anytime you'd like.
Well, great. We appreciate that.
Hey,
I had fun this week.
Oh, I had a blast, man. I'm going to have to come over and meet you, and we'll look for that face in the ceiling. What's that address over there one more time?
So once again, we're located at 205 West Broadway, and that's downtown Eagle Grove, next to the old time and temperature sign by the bank.
Tyler's going to wake up screaming the address in the middle of the night. Because of me. And you can find them online at ChristFurnitureAndMattress.com. And folks, even if you're not looking for anything right now, just check out the website. Like I said, everything is on this website. And Tyler, that website will take you to the furniture companies, correct?
Correct.
Absolutely. Wonderful.
If you want to go browse there and do a little more custom options, absolutely.
Yeah, that is fantastic. Well, Tyler, thank you so much, my friend. I'm glad Jim put us together.
Wonderful. Thanks for having me, Bill.
You have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Thank you, and I'll be back right after this.